Hey listeners, welcome to Lying Witnesses. I'm your host, Jana Pizzette. Today, presenting the case against Adnan Syed and the lies that witness JW Wild uses to convict innocent Adnan Syed. Here's some background on the case for those who have never heard it before. Haymin Lee was murdered on the 13th of January 1999. Her body was found in Leakin Park in Baltimore on the 9th of February, nearly a month later. She died of manual strangulation. 2 weeks after her body was found, her ex-boyfriend Adnan Syed was arrested for murder. Syed has been in prison since the 28th of February, the day of his arrest. The case against Adnan Syed is based on the story of one man and one man only, Jay Wilds. Jay is the center of gravity to this case. The whole case comes down to what Jay said Adnan did, when he did it, and what he did. First, let me paint a picture of Jay Wilds. He's African-American male that at the time of the murder was 19, selling weed to school students in Baltimore. Since 1999, the year of the murder, he has been arrested more than 20 times for all different types of law-breaking. Throughout Jay's interviews and speeches in court, his story constantly changes. Does he lie? We will never know, but I can tell you one thing, that the inconsistencies in all parts of his story paint their own picture.
I was with him, I parked next to him. He asked me to get out of the car. I get out of the car, he asked me, am I ready for this? And I say, ready for what? And he takes the keys, he opens the trunk, and all I can see is his lips are all blue and she's like pretzeled up in the back of the trunk and she's dead.
This tape tells the tale of what Jay said happened on the 13th of January, 20 years ago. Throughout the podcast serial by Sarah Koenig and the SBS documentary on the case of Adnan Syed, both productions give glimpses of the story that Jay has produced. Many people have also given reasoning as to why they believe Jay is lying. In the documentary, one person gives his thoughts about Jay, stating, if he's dirty or feels like there is a chance he's going to jail, he's going to try and place all the responsibilities on you in a heartbeat. This is a heavy statement for one of Jay's ex-friends, but with Jay's arrest count so high, yet so minimal action taken by authorities, Jay must find a way to manipulate the way people perceive his actions or manipulate them to believe someone else has committed these crimes. Jen Pusateri, who was a friend of Jay's, states how good of a storyteller he was. Jay could convince you his shirt was green if it was blue. These are two of Jay's closest friends at this time. In fact, he went to Jen's house most days to hang out and smoke weed. Yet, she still provides evidence of how convincing and manipulative he could be. Throughout all the testimonies, all the statements Jay has given, only the big important bits stay the same, which is what the judge and jury convict Adnan for. All the little parts of the story, the pieces of the puzzle, just don't fit together. He changes his story way too much for it to be accountable. In his first testimony with the police, he gives the story of events, and in this he states that he didn't help Adnan dig the hole for Hay's body. But in court, he stands and states that he did help Hay. This making him not only a witness in the case, but an accessory to murder. Jay also lies about where Pusateri picked him up from, with her stating that it was definitely from the mall car park, when Jay stated to authorities that it was at his house. All these little white lies that Jay has given, the stories he has told, the people he lied to, all add up. They just present him as a liar and show that many times throughout this case he lied to try and stay innocent, or he lied to try and make an innocent man look guilty. The one piece of evidence that sticks in my head is that even after the murder, Jay still hung out with Adnan, went to parties with him. One night after a party, Jay and his girlfriend got a lift home with Adnan. Jay got dropped home first, leaving his girlfriend in the car, alone with Adnan. Would you leave your partner, someone you loved and cared about the most, alone in the car with someone that murdered? I'll leave that one up to you.